We must recognize our God-given ability to accomplish good, and the utter inability of error to prevent it. It requires alert, watchful, prayerful guarding the door of our mental household to maintain these foundational facts in consciousness. But they are life. Jesus said, quote, "To know God is life eternal," close quote. That is our work. We are just as old as intelligence, just as incorporeal, divine, supreme, eternal. How old is divine intelligence, infinite consciousness? In miscellaneous writings, our leader writes, quote, "Mortals will lose their sense of mortality, disease, sickness, sin, and death, in proportion that they gain the sense of man's spiritual preexistence as God's child, as the offspring of good, and not of God's opposite, evil or a fallen man." Close quote. We are learning that mind is infinite. Therefore, there is nothing else. It is revealed to us that this consciousness of himself that moves in accord with him is governed by his law, is the sense or spirit of man. Man is idea, or the consciousness of God. Are we listening to the arguments of mortal mind and fearing its suggestions and images? If so, we are breaking the second tenet. Quote, "We acknowledge and adore one supreme and infinite God. We acknowledge his Son, one Christ, the Holy Ghost or Divine Comforter, and man in God's image and likeness." Close quote. When we believe we have overcome all of the beliefs of animal magnetism and mental malpractice, that they do not handle us or operate in our thinking, we need to ponder earnestly and see if we have overcome all fear, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, etc. If we have not, let us begin anew to work more earnestly. Never voice error except for the purpose of destroying it. The more we believe in and talk error, the more it is objectified. It gets you to do what it cannot do, talk it. The lie of itself can do nothing. God did not forewarn us against evil, only the belief in it. For did he not say of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, quote, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die"? Close quote. There is no material condition so severe, so acute or malignant, so chronic or overwhelming in any way that will not vanish before the operation of divine principle. The divine principle is always operating for us, but we must know it, understand it, put it into operation, and recognize that it is divine and eternal. The naturalness of the presence of God, the presence of good, the presence of all that is eternal, the presence in our lives of all beauty, charm, peace, attractiveness, etc. That is called the presence of soul. The presence of that which could never begin and never end, that which knows no other presence but good, is called the presence of life. The presence of that which never errs is called the presence of truth. The presence of that which is irresistible and invariable, the power and the law which operate because of it, is called the presence of principle, the principle of love. Every quality of man is first found in God. God's business is the ceaseless business of ideas, always harmonious, successful beyond expression, and absolutely infallible. God's business is already established. Its laws are harmoniously and mutually beneficial. It blesses one and all. It is not subject to belief in hard times and good times. It is never intermittent and is never interfered with. A Christian Science businessman must realize that the man he is dealing with may seem to express a great percentage of trickery, deception, etc., and he must be alert to detect these arguments and protect himself. You will be honest and require the man you are dealing with to be honest and just. In this way, you are helping him. Business is healing, and it is needed today. Be stern and absolute, and have mortal mind understand it cannot mesmerize you and take advantage of you through dishonesty, obstruction of your activities, or rob you of what are your honest possessions. Your business must be helpful to everyone concerned. It is God's business, for He is the creator of all. He owns it and governs all. Quote, "Where there is no vision, the people perish," quote, we read in Proverbs. In Revelation, John records, quote, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book opened. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth." Close quote. Let us be mindful of her saying that the right foot, or dominant power, was upon the sea, the unformed thoughts, such as malpractice, animal magnetism, hate, rebellion, etc., which seems so active today. John went down to the sands of the sea and looked out across the water, and he saw a great beast with 7 heads and 10 horns rise up out of the water. In other words, he saw animal magnetism and mental malpractice, animality, dishonesty, hate, etc., including hypnotism and mass mesmerism, in their latent, invisible elements. After he had seen all there is to evil, even to the very depths of the sea of error, his spiritual consciousness was flooded with light, and he saw, quote, "a new heaven and a new earth, and there was no more sea," close quote. Through the spiritual unfoldment of the omnipotence and omnipresence of God, error was no longer real to him. Our leader refers to sea as typifying latent error, the source of all error's visible forms, also as, quote, tempest-tossed human concepts advancing and receding, close quote. You will recall that Jesus walked on the sea of troubled concepts to the disciples, and Peter said, quote, bid me that I come unto thee, close quote. He walked while looking to the Christ mind which Jesus expressed. But when he looked at the waves of human error, he began to sink. Let us also remember that when he called to Jesus for help, Jesus did not condemn him nor connect him with the fear, but put out his hand and saved him. Do we always follow this example? Today, the world seems to be a sea of tempest-tossed human and mortal concepts, or elementary error, the source of all error's visible forms. Like disease, it is all mental. And even when evidenced materially, it is still evil thinking externalized. To meet it, we must resolve mortal thoughts into nothingness and replace them with the ideas of soul or spiritual facts, and see God's omnipresence and omnipotence. We are inclined to dwell too much on the human concepts and sink in the depths of confusion and discouragement, running hither and thither in a dither and accomplishing nothing. When Moses was asked to lead the children of Israel out of captivity, if he had spent much time figuring out just how he would cross the Red Sea, how far it was to the other side, how deep and where he would find the best crossing, do you think the sea would have parted for him? No. I feel his desire was to get away from the human sense of the situation and realize God's infinite love, guidance, and ever-presence. When we are thrown into situations where we cannot humanly see our way out, let us cease considering human beliefs and pray for the vision and realization of the ever-living Christ, which always delivers. We need to strive for divine guidance and not strive with error. The human concept is always imperfect, and I cannot expect a healing of disease if I am holding a concept of disease in my consciousness. You do not try to make a false concept of yourself perfect, but you replace it with the true idea. The belief in disease is not a condition of matter, but a false thought externalized. Quote, the sick through their own beliefs have induced their own condition. Close quote.